Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tav Kuf Lamed Dalid, mitzvah 534, the isser of working and treating an Eshes Yifas Toar as a Shifcha. The Torah tells us here in the beginning of Parshas Kiseitse, again, the end of the section of Yifas Toar, V'haya im lo chafatzdaba, if you do not want her, v'shilachta l'nafshu, you have to send her out, u'machar lo simkrena b'kasef, you cannot sell her, lo sis amerba, tachas asheri nisa, you cannot be ma'amer her. What is tis amerba? So Rashi says, lo tishtameshba, you cannot use her as an eved. B'lashon Parsi, korin la'avdas v'shimush imra'a. That's what Rashi quotes from Rabbi Moshe Hadarsha. That is today's isser, the isser of working. When does this isser apply? At which stage? So let's now, just in general, over the last couple of days we've been discussing Yifas Toar, let's read the Rambam to understand the process of Yifas Toar. The Rambam says in Hilchos Malachim in Paraches, Chalutzei Atzava, Kishei Kansu Bigvol Hagoyim, V'yechbishu Osam, when the armies go into the borders of the other nations and conquer it, V'yishvu Mehen, and take some captives, Mutter Lohen Leachol Nevelos Utrefus Ubasar Chazer V'chayotzebo. We spoke about this in previous mitzvos. Ma'acholos Asuros are Mutter in this context. Imra Eiv, V'lo Matzaba Ma Yochal. If he's hungry, he can't find what he could eat. Ela Ma'acholos Eluha Asur, He's allowed to eat those foods, even if it's not pikuach nefesh. That's the chiddush. Even if it's not pikuach nefesh, a person can partake of these items. V'chein shose yayin nesach, even yayin nesach. V'chein, and here's our halacha: boel isha bigiyusa im takfo yitzro. And he could live with a woman, beball her, bigiyusa, even while she's still non-Jewish, in takfo yitzro. If that's the heter of lo dibra torah keneged yitzhara. And Rambam, if you remember, is like Rabbeinu Tam against Rashi, that Bi'ur Rishon is mutter even before Geirus. But as we'll see clearly, that the goal of this relationship isn't a one-time Bi'ur and that's it. The goal is, the Bi'ur is only allowed if you then take her back and try to make her Jewish. That's the context. Stama Bi'ur and then forgetting her automatically, that's what we spoke about last time. That is not the message of this mitzvah. This message is, you want to channel it, so then there could be a heter in a specific extreme circumstance, but then one has to marry her, as we'll see. Avalo yivalo savi yelech lo, you cannot be ball her then leave. Ela machnisa l'toch beiso. That's what you need to do. Right? That's the opposite of Amnon and Tamar. Amnon fulfilled his desire and then said, forget it. And he had the sinah and he left and she left and he threw her out. But Yifas Toar is not meant to be that. It's supposed to be just the opposite. If the Torah gives you the heter for Takfo Yitzro, but then you have to bring her into your house. Machrisa l'toch beis ha-shenema v'risa ba-shivya ish-yifas Toar v'asr livol osa bi-ashniya ache-yisa ena. And it's asr to have bi-ashniya until after they are married, which comes at the end of the process. So what's the process? So the Bi'ur Rishon, according to the Rambam, is mutter b'shas melchama. And that's the machlokas. Rashi says, not even that. Rashi says, you continue the process before you have Bi'ur Rishon. The Rambam, though, continues and says, ein eishes yifas toar muteres ela b'shas ha-shviya. Shenema v'risa b'shviya. It's only at that moment of melchama. Eishes yivas toar, bein besula, bein beula, bein eishes ish. Doesn't matter if she's a besula, beula, married woman. Shein eishes legayim. From the Jew's perspective, it doesn't make a difference. V'chashakta ba, as we spoke yesterday, the difference between cheshek and chefetz. V'chashakta ba, ava b'sheina yafa. If he desires her, it doesn't matter whether she's objectively beautiful or not. This person, beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. Bavalo b'chaverta shelo yivas shtayim. Only one is allowed. V'lakakta l'chal isha shelo yikach shtayim. Yivol achas v'yaniach achas la'avivol achiv. No, only one. Uminayin shelo yelchatzena b'melchama. How do you know that you cannot allow to be pressure her and have the be a mamish on the battlefield? V'heveisa. Yachrisena l'makom panui v'yacharkach yivol. So that's a little detail, moderation of what Rabbeinu Tam says. Doesn't have any limitations. Obviously, that's to be a makom sanua. The Rambam says you have to bring her somewhere and then have be a rishona. The Rashi says not even that. Before we get into the actual process, the Rambam quotes one other halacha, and that is, this is mutter for a Yisrael. Is a Kohen allowed to have a Yifas Toar? We know, for Milchemes Mitzvah, everybody goes out, right? Even Kalamichu Pasa, V'chazirichu Basa, and Kohanim are also soldiers. So, is a Kohen allowed to take a Yifas Toar? That's actually a question in the Gemara. The Gemara Kiddushin, Daf Chafalaf Mebeis, Iboiluhu, Kohen mao b'Yifas Toar. So what's the issue? The Gemara explicates. Chiddushu, do we say? Well, Yifas Toar is called a Chiddush. There are a number of halachic categories that are called a Chiddush. Edom Zomimin is called a Chiddush. Basa B'chalav is called a Chiddush. Motzi Shemra is called a Chiddush. What does the word Chiddush mean? Tosfos says in the first parak of Yevamos that Chiddush means dove. Every Chiddush doesn't mean just something I wouldn't have known. Most of the Torah then is a Chiddush. All mitzvahs are Chiddushim. All the Chukim. Chiddush doesn't mean that. Chiddush is defined, says Tosfos, as Dover Hasoser Es HaKlal. Something that goes against the general rule. So, Basa B'Chalav, usually you miss two mutter things together, it doesn't become Aser. So here it does, that's a Chiddush. Motzi Shemra, you usually don't get two punishments for the same act. Here you do, it's two punishments. And Edom Zomamin, why should you believe these and not those? It should be a stalemate. Chiddush, so here too, Yifas Tovar is called a Chiddush. What is the Chiddush of Yifas Tovar? So maybe it relates to our machlokas rishonim. According to Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam, the Chiddush is that you could have Bir Rishona, Bigiyusa, before she's converted. According to Rashi, it doesn't say that. So according to Rashi, the Chiddush must be, as the Ritva explained Rashi, here in Kiddushin Chav Beis, that you're allowed to have a Geirus Balkarcha, as we'll talk about the process. But either way, the Gemara describes it as a Chiddush. So, back to the Gemara. So, can a Kohen take a Yifas Tovar if the Kohen is a soldier? So, do we say it's a Chiddush? So, what is a Chiddush? It's a rule breaker. Lo Shna Kohen ve Lo Shna Yisrael. Doesn't matter. Kohen Yisrael. They both are allowed because the Torah is the Chadesh and it's Mutter. O Dilma, or do we say Shiny Kohanim? No, Kohanim are not allowed. De Hoil ve Reba Bohen Mitzvos Yiseros. Kohanim have more mitzvos and a higher standard. And just like a Kohen can't marry a Grusha and can't marry a Zona, so too a Kohen cannot marry and cannot partake, cannot have a Yifas Tovar. So, what do you say? Machlokas, Rav Amar Mutter, Ushmuel Amar Aser. Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. But then the Gemara even clarifies, two deos. Bebiya Rishona, Dukul Damalo Pligi Deshari. The first day of the Gemara. Bia Rishona, for sure, the Kohen is allowed to have, Dilo Divra Torah, Ela Kenegad Yetzahara. Ki Pligi Bebiya Shnia. The Machlokas is by the second Bia. Rav Amar Mutter, Rav says, a Kohen is allowed to keep this Yifas Tovar. Ushmuel Amar Aser. What's the svara? Rav Amar Mutter Hol V'Ishtarya Ishtarya. Once it's Mutter, as some Achronim say, Hutra. Once it's Hutar, then it's fully Mutter. Ushmuel Amar No Asur. Tohavi Le Gioris V'Gioris L'Kohen Lohavye. At the first Bia, fine. Well, Dibra Torah L'Kenegi Yitzahara. But then you have to convert her before you marry her again. Gioris is Asur L'Kohen. So therefore, it wouldn't be allowed. That's the first day. Ikadami, the Gemara then says, well, no, maybe Bia Shnia, everybody agrees as Asur for a Kohen. She's a Gioris. The Machlokas is by Bia Rishona. Rav says Mutter because Lo Dibra Torah Kenegi Yitzahara. The Kohen has no less Yitzahara than the Yisrael. And Shmuel says no. Shmuel says, interesting line, what's his Svara to allow the Kohen to have Bia Rishona and not Bia Shnia? I'm sorry, what's his Svara to say that a Kohen cannot even have Bia Rishona? That's what Shmuel paskins, according to the second day. Kol Hecha to Karina Bey, Vehevesa al Toch Pesecha, Karina Bey via Reisa Bashivya. If you can foresee, if there's a possibility for her to become your wife, so then you can have Bia Rishona. You need to have the possibility of a later marriage in order to allow the Bir Rishona. Meaning, the context of this is not just a hefter in a vacuum, but it must be part of a larger process. So, the Rambam paskins that Bir Rishona is mutter for a Kohen, as we'll see. Let's see. Says the Rambam. HaKohen Mutter B'Yifas Tovar B'Bir Rishona. The Rambam does not paskin like Shmuel Sekundaya, that's for sure. So Rav Sekundaya says, B'Bir Rishona is Aser B'Yishniya, B'Bir Rishona is Mutter B'Yishniya is Aser. That's what the Rambam paskin is like. Rav, according to the Sekundaya. Remember, because according to the first day, everybody holds, according to the first day, Rav holds Kohen can stay married. We paskin like Rav B'Yisurin. This is Yisurin. So the Rambam passes like the second view of Rav, though. Why? The Rambam says, Kohen mutter b'yifas Torah b'bir Rishona, shelo dibra Torah ela kenegad ha-yetzer, aval einu yachol isosa achar kach, lefi shehi giores. So that's what we pass about Kohen. B'bir Rishona, fine, but not b'bir Shnia. So now we have the process. V'kesa din Yisrael b'yifas Torah. What's the halacha? So a Kohen has b'bir Rishona, and that's it. Then he has to send her back to her nation. What about a Yisrael? Achar shiva lena b'bir Rishona, after b'bir Rishona. V'hi b'giyusa. And she is non-Jewish still. You ask the question right then. Do you want to become Jewish? If she realized the unique nature of Yahadus, im kibla Allah li karitzachas kanfi ashchina, matvila shem geres miyad. Stage one, right away, says the Rambam. If she wants to become Jewish right then, finish. She becomes Jewish and the process doesn't even take place. That is the first line. V'im lo kibla. And if she does not want to become Jewish, at that point, Teshev Bebeso Shloshim Yom, 30 days, she sits in his house, Shneemar, as the Pasuk says, Uvachsa Saviya Vesima Yarach Yomim, Vechein Bochal Daita Veinamona, and she cries, she cries for her parents, she cries for her religion, she cries for everything. You don't prevent her and stop her from crying. You don't try to calm her down. Umagadela says, Si Parneha, Umagalach, as a Rosha, as the Psukim say, she grows her fingernails, and her hair, Kadesh Tiskana Beinav, so she becomes Miguneh. She wanted to become Jewish, so she should become Miguneh, Vetiemo Babayas. And she should always be in the house, Nichnas Veroosa, Yotzi Veroosa. He trips over her, Kadesh Yakutzba, so that he'll be disgusted by her. Viyagal Gelimal Koshloshim Yom Kadesh Tikabel. And then for 30 days, you're convincing her, you want to become Jewish, and you try. Im kibla v'ratzaba, so then at the end of day 30, ask again. If she accepts, harizu miskayeres v'tovelas kuchal ager. Then she's a ger, she's a yores, and that's why you could stay married to her. But, the Rambam notes, if that is true, if she does convert, you really cannot be with her. She could convert right away, but you can't really marry her for 3 months. That's the halach of havchana. V'sricha lahamtin, shlosha chadashim, chodesh al b'chia, the month of crying, that's first. V'shnei chadashim acharav, and 2 months afterwards, you need 3 months of havchana to know who the father is. V'nose osa v'ksuba v'kidushin, and then you can marry her normally. V'im lo chafatzba, v'shachal v'nafsha, and if not, Mishachal Nafsha, then you have to send her out. But V'imacharosa, here's today, Over Belosa say, you can't sell her, V'ena Mechura, and it doesn't even work if you try to sell her, as we discussed, V'chein, Im Kavash Osacha Shenivala, L'shem Shivcha, Mishi Yishtamish Over Belosa say, if after Birishona, as we said, you bring her back and you treat her like a Shivcha, you treat her like a maidservant, then you get an Isidaraisa. That's today's Isser, of Losis Amer Ba, Shalo Yishtamish Ba. What happens if after the month she doesn't want to convert? Lo ratzas lizgayer megalgal anima kol shnei masar chodesh. A year. It's based on the Gemara. A year. Again, the Torah is emphasizing. You wanted to have the heter. You wanted to have Bia Rishona. Fine. You got to deal with her for a year. You got to try to convince her. And we really want this to be the first step of a marriage. Judaism does not believe in, you know, having a physical relationship and then that's it. Forget it. No. A year. Lo ratzas at the end of the year. Then that's the deadline. So she has a choice. Jew or Sheva Mitzvos. Mikabela Sheva, Lo Ratzah, Mikabela Sheva Mitzvos, she has Tav Ebrei Noach, Mishal Chal Anafsha, you send her out. Varika Chola Ger Matoshavim, and she's a Ger Toshav. Veinon Osi Osa, you can't marry her. If she doesn't accept Mitzvos, Sheasal Olisa Isha, Shalotis Gaira, you can't. And the Rambam adds, and now this gets to what we discussed yesterday, about Tamar and Amnon and David, Nis Avra mi Bia Rishona, what if she became pregnant from the first Bia? The first Bia, says the Rambam, unbelievable. So this woman was not Jewish yet, according to the Rambam. But it has the Heter V'Yifas Tohar. The Rambam says, Hare Havlad Ger. Wow. Based on earlier, the Gemara, based on earlier sources. The Rambam says that the Vlad is a Ger. Ve'eno b'no l'davar min advarim ibn shehu min agoya. Where do you ever have, trivia question, where do you have a ger where the mother's not Jewish? Right here. The son of Yifas Toar, that did not accept to convert. She is non-Jewish, but the child is considered a ger. Elisha bezdin matbilin also altaitem. Why? What do you mean he's Jewish? The Radvaz is Lashon here. De bebiri shona mutter, hilkach giyores haisa umuteris la'amnon. Bia Rishona is mutter. The fact that the Torah allows Bia Rishona means there's something there. She's not totally. For this regard, in this regard, she's able to be considered that she's going to mother a Jewish child. Bezdin is matbilo sa'al daitam. Bezdin continues the process, but the Rambam calls the baby Harei Havlad Ger, but the mother is a Gaya. Elisha Bezdin matbilo sa'al daitam. V'tamar mi Bia Rishona she'yifas Torah Isa. This is the Rambam Shita. Remember we had yesterday, Rabbi Notam, Rashi, how do you understand the story of Tamar? So Tamar was from Bia Rishona, and that's why the mother wasn't Jewish, even though she, the daughter, was. Aval Avshalom nolad me'achar nisuin. Avshalom was born much later. Nimseis Tamar achos Avshalom me'imo. Umuteres li'inasi la'amnon. And she was mutter to marry Amnon. And that's what she says. Daber no la'melech ki lo yimna eni mimech. If Yifas Torah does not want to even accept Sheva Mitzvos b'nei Noach, then you're stuck. Then you have to treat her like one of the Sheva Amamin, which we discussed a couple of mitzvos ago. Okay, well, there's more in the Rambam, but now let's get back to the Sefer HaChinuch. So again, today's specific Isser is in the context of Yifas Torah, as we just read, the Isser of After Bir Rishona, during the time, either the month or the year, that a person treats the Yifas Torah as a Shifcha. As a Shifcha, that is the Isser Da'araisa. Shlo Navod Be'eshes Yifas Torah Achar Bia Aleha. V'al Zed Ne'amar Lo Sis'amer Bo Atachat Asher Inisa Pirish Mis'amer Lashon Shemesh Usage, as Rashi said. V'ho Inyan Shlo Navod Amidena kipilegesh o shivcha la'avdus. We should sure not treat her as a pilegesh or a shivcha. What's a pilegesh? So we had a daf be'ian shir about that a couple of years ago. But a pilegesh is also another type of woman, a relationship that is outside of regular kiddushin and gerushin, kiddushin and nisuin. Right, a normal woman kiddushin and nisuin. Now you have these quasi relationships. You have yifas toar and you have pilegesh. What even the word pilegesh means? It's only a partial marriage. The Yamshel Shlomo in even before that, the Sifsei Chachamim and others, Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes pilegesh is from the word plag isha, half a wife. Right, he says that in the Perachaf Hei, in Chayasar, when it talks about Avraham's Pilachim, half an Isha, the Yamshel Shlomo compares the word Pilegesh to Palgas. Palgas is mentioned in the Mishnah, Maseches Parah. In the first Perek, a Palgas is not yet an older ayil, but it's not a young Keves anymore. Yasam Michal Keves, or Lachal Ayo Loba. So Palgas is in the middle. So Pilegesh is in the middle. Yatsam Michal Shifcha, Vilachal Isha Loba. It's also a concubine. It's also a quasi-ishus. Different girsos in the Gemara, in Rashi, in the Rambam, does she not have either ksuber kiddushin? Does she have one without the other? That's an important issue. But a pilegesh is not a regular wife. Is a pilegesh mutter? Bechlau, are you allowed to have a pilegesh? So that pashtus in the Gemara, it seems like yes. The Rambam has a very important limitation. The Rambam in the Sugya has this famous limitation within the world of pilegesh. A pilegesh is only mutter for a Kohen. Only a Kohen is allowed to have a Pilegesh. Nobody else is allowed to have a Pilegesh. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim. Perek Dalet, Halacha Dalet. V'chein lokeach. A king could take B'chol Gvul Yisrael. Nashim u'pilagshim. Nashim b'ksuba v'kidushin. Pilagshim b'lo ksuba u'b'lo kidushin. That's the Rambam's girsa. Ela b'yichud b'vad koneosa u'mutereslo. Just being misyachid with them, that is enough. Aval a hedyot asa b'pilagesh. But a hedyot is not allowed to have a pilagesh. That's it. The Rambam says it's a limited heter. Other Rishonim say have it? No. It is Rabbi Yaakov Emden, if you remember, in that Daf Be'ian Shir. You can feel free to listen to it. Rabbi Yaakov Emden has a long tshuva where he radically supports the institution of Pilegesh. It could solve many znus problems. It could help people with their being kovish their yetzer. There's a very big tshuva about it in Simen Tezvav, where he talks all about the Rambam and others, and all the Achronim jump on the Rabbi Yaakov Emden. How can you say it's mutter? It's for sure not mutter. And even the Rambam says it's only mutter for a melech. Get a big discussion of Pilegesh, but that's what the language the Chinuch uses here, that a person should not treat his Yifas Toar as a Pilegesh or a Shivcha. And he obviously puts Pilegesh on a lower level than in Isha. Continuing. V'yeinin yinakosuv, shlonish tamish ba, continues the Chinuch. V'yeinin yinakosuv, shlonish tamish ba, v'chol shimash anashim osuz l'malein. This does not mean that she can't do normal malacha that a wife does for a husband. That's fine. Cooking and sewing and cleaning. No, it's specifically lowly activities that is done usually by a shivcha, so that's what cannot be done by a yifas toar. You have to treat her at least like an isha. And then the chinuch says there is one other person that we have this type of iser by of using. If somebody kidnaps, we'll have a special later on in Parshas Kiseitse. V'his amerbo, same word used. V'his amerbo, bringing him into Yerushas and using him yishtamish bo. Right, so that is also include similar iser, being mishamish, using in an obvious way a kidnapped person and using in an obvious way an isha yifas toar. And the charge of this mitzvah, as we said previously, look in the los asay and look in the asay. Rav Yerucham has one other ha'ara relating to yifas toar. He says yifas toar, you know what an underlying message is also? That the Torah says go out, that there are rules wherever you are. And just because you are somewhere else doesn't mean, okay, I'm not in a proper setting now, I can do whatever I want. Many times, says Rav Yeruchim, when people leave yeshiva, when people go out of the shul, okay, in yeshiva, I have to learn properly, and I have to daven properly, and after this, and after that, but outside, what can I do? You know, you can't expect me to be on the same level. So you know what? It's fine. I'll be here for 2 weeks. It's hefker. I'll do whatever. And then when I get back, I'll be in yeshiva again. Or, you know, somebody goes on vacation. You know, sometimes people have different standards on vacation than they have elsewhere in terms of many different items, in terms of eating and dressing, v'chulu. Says Rav Yeruchim, even when we're out of our normal framework, our normal place where we usually serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu there too. And that's the message, that even in Peshas Melchama, even on the battlefield, there are rules and regulations about, there are different rules and regulations. The Torah acknowledges the different Torah and Yetzer Hara. Something that would never happen outside the battlefield. But we have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has something to say no matter where we are. Like the Tosafot says in Brachas and Daf Yud Aleph, that's why we don't say a new Berachas HaTorah every time we learn, because throughout the day, there are halachas that we have to fulfill. There's never a hefsek from Torah. And the Bracha in the morning is not just on learning Torah, but it is on the Asek in Torah. And that's why we don't make a new bracha, because the whole day, wherever we are. Another message learned out from Yifas Torah. Okay, these are takes care of the three mitzvahs related to Yifas Torah, and next time we get to a new mitzvah in Mitzvah 535.